This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. It's been a deadly and costly flu season here in the Lone Star State and across the country. State health records released earlier this month indicate nearly 3,000 adult Texans have died from either the flu or pneumonia. Many of those who died were adults over the age of 65. 5 pediatric deaths have also been reported. For many Texas school districts, flu season is a serious concern, especially this year. At least around a dozen schools across the state have opted to close their doors for days because of the high number of sick students and teachers. Joining us now is Marvin Beatty. He's the superintendent at Bonham ISD, which closed for a week last month because of the flu. Mr. Beatty, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Why did you decide to close the school for a week? That's a big decision. What were the considerations?
Well, we were tracking our absence rate, which our absence rate is generally around 3% of our student population. And in just a few days, it went from 3% to 7%, which gave us a great concern. And that was on a Friday. We had a teacher work day on a Monday, and on Tuesday when we opened up, we were approaching 15% absence rate, and we literally could not get enough substitute teachers to fill the spots at the high school for our staff members that were gone. So my administrative team went into action and began to check the districts, our neighboring districts, and many of them were at or above 20% absence rate.
Wow.
And we were moving that direction.
Is this something you've ever even considered before, or was this a very unique case in your experience?
It's always unique. What even made it more unique is it wasn't just us. There were many school districts around us. I've heard of schools closing before. I've never been part of one of them. But nor I've definitely not been required to make the decision based on illness. But we had numerous schools around us that were shutting down, and I was communicating with their superintendents and what they were doing. And we all pursued a similar course. We connected with one of a couple different companies. We used Germblast out of Lubbock. And they came in and sprayed every inch of our buildings, and that is every building from transportation to cafeteria to classrooms to offices, closets, everything.
So what about the logistics of this? From what I read from the school district, it sounded like, you know, these days are just gone. They're not going to be added or made up in any way. So what happens? How does, isn't funding also based on attendance? Does that affect the district's bottom line?
Funding is based on attendance, and it's based on the average daily attendance. And Mrs. Trompler, our assistant superintendent for administration, is one in charge of building our calendar. And she very wisely last summer, as she did the summer before, suggested that we build in extra time because we're required by the state to have so many minutes of instruction in the year. Well, given the length of our school day, we, after the traditional number of school days, we've actually gone in excess of what we're required to do by 8.5 days. So if we were to have a snow day, or if we were to have a situation like this, we could shut the doors without any financial repercussion, without having to make up any of the days. And if we were fortunate enough not to have to do that, then our students benefited by 8.5 instructional days they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Marvin Beatty is the superintendent of Bonham ISD. His district closed for a week last month because of the flu. But things looking all right. I guess we still have the flu season's not over yet, but fingers crossed for you, Mr. Beatty.
We do appreciate your time. Thank you.